How important are the Beatles and the Beatles story to Hamburg?
Oh, it's very, very important. Really, a big part of music history took place here in the very early 60s. So the Beatles were here from 60 until the end of 62. And Hamburg is really the place where they played most. There's no place in the world where they played more than here. It's even more than they played in Liverpool. Many people, many fans don't know about that. In Hamburg, they played about 1,200 hours on stages. They had 5 engagements, played 4 different clubs. We still have most of the clubs. They played about 300 concerts on Hamburg stages, and here they had to play all night long. So this was very different to Liverpool and to England. They didn't know about that in the beginning, but sometimes they had to play from 7 in the evening until 5 or 6 in the morning with some breaks in between. And this is really the place where they became a professional live band.
So why did the guys from Liverpool end up in Hamburg, in a city that, particularly then, I would have thought would have been quite alien because of the language, because it wasn't obviously such an easy place to get to for international tourists as it is today?
Yeah, it was actually Hamburg, the clubs in this very special area, St. Pauli, which is famous or infamous all over the world because of the Reeperbahn and the red light district. They were looking for bands, for rock and roll bands, because there were all those sailors in the area. We're very close to the harbor now. And in those days, there were many, many sailors here. And they were here for quite a long time. And they came from all over the world. The sailors wanted rock and roll in the clubs. But there were no good rock and roll bands in the area. So one of the club owners found some bands in Liverpool, or some Liverpool bands. They were also a little cheaper than the bands from London. And so many bands from Liverpool came here to play in the early 60s, because for them it was the first time that they could earn good money with rock and roll. It was not possible to earn good money in the late 50s or very early 60s in Liverpool, but in Hamburg you could.
There must have been really tough gigs with that sort of crowd, a load of blokey sailors.
Yes, very interesting audience. It was, of course, in the beginning it was quite a tough job, I think, to play, because there were this was not the area where, like, normal young people would go to. It was kind of a rough area with brutal fights every night, sailors getting into fights. It was rockers and sailors, and like the Beatles said, in the early morning hours, all the gangsters would come with their entourage, and sometimes the Beatles would have to play until early in the morning just for the gangsters and their girls. Yeah.
Were they worried about the sort of reputation of the area tainting their kind of clean image? Because the Reeperbahn, I mean, it's a bit of a novelty thing now, really, isn't it? But in the past, its reputation was quite raucous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But in those days, they were not famous. Brian Epstein was not their manager, and they were really looking for getting more experience. And they were looking for finding places where they could play live and where they could earn money with their music. Like John Lennon said later, in Hamburg, we could try out everything. Later, there was the manager who said, do this and do that. But in Hamburg, we could experiment all the time. Brian Epstein, when he became the manager and he wanted to bring them into TV and that they could play for the BBC or so, it was he was very concerned. And people in Hamburg say that he came to Hamburg in late 62, early 63, so right before their great success, to get rid of all those photos showing the Beatles in the clubs here with capsules of amphetamines in their hands, grinning into the camera. And so he had some work to do here in Hamburg then.
Which songs are directly traceable to places around this area of Hamburg? Are there tracks of the Beatles performed which have been based on real places or people here?
Maybe not based. The song that I play at the beginning of my tour is In My Life. I know it must have been written about Liverpool, but I think that Maybe they also thought about Hamburg when they wrote about places and people that you will never forget in your life. In Hamburg, they were mainly a rock and roll cover band. So they played rock and roll from the 50s. They played rock and roll music and Twist and Shout also. Those were the songs that they played in Hamburg. But there's one song that they wrote in Hamburg, which is Love Me Do. On the first Star Club engagement in 1962, they wrote Love Me Do and then went to London to record it with George Martin. But in 62, they played many of their original compositions in Hamburg, which would be Love Me Do, I Saw Her Standing There in particular, Ask Me Why, for example, so songs from their first album.
How did that go down? Because they were obviously singing in English. They weren't household names. The big Britpop explosion hadn't started then. So how did the audience, I know there were sailors here from all over the world, but how did the audience take the fact that they get these guys were on stage and they were singing in English, not German?
Oh, they really enjoyed it. And there were many sailors here from all over the world, and they wanted English, they wanted real rock and roll. So this is why, for example, at the Kaiser Keller we have the original poster that announced the Beatles, and they announce it with original rock and roll bands because they wanted to emphasize it's not the bands from Hamburg, it's not German bands, it's the original bands who sing English or who sing American rock and roll, the real rock and roll. And yes, they really enjoyed it. But they were mainly a band who played for a dance then. And the audience really changed over the 2 years that they played in Hamburg. They came back again and again. They had 5 engagements. In the beginning, they played for sailors and rockers. But starting from 61, when they played the Top 10 Club for 92 nights in a row, and then the Star Club in 62, it was really an audience that was interested in music. So it changed over those 2 years. The audience really changed in the area.
So they got a lot of their performing skills from Hamburg.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And they always emphasized themselves that in Hamburg the foundation stone was laid for their international career, because here they became a professional live band.
Do you get many people that come to the city? I know people look you up for your tours, but generally, is the Beatles an important part of a visitor experience here? I know they've got the statues of the Fab Four just around the corner, which look a bit like... Actually, they look more like, I don't know what you call them, when you're baking cakes or biscuits, the cutters.
Yes. I'm not such a huge fan of that. But, in fact, you have to say, the people themselves here, the fans and a local radio station, they build up their own Beatles place. So the city is not very interested in that topic, pop music history. So the Beatles Platz or the Beatles Square was a private initiative. So for 7 years, fans and a local radio station collected money that we would have a Beatles Square. It looks quite nice at night because then the statues are illuminated and that gives them quite a good look. In a way.
Have the Beatles reacted to the Beatles Platz? Because, I mean, some of the areas around around this area are quite hip and trendy, but that's kind of like the sleazy end, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the very... It's actually the end that most of the tourists know, because it's the very... directly on the corner of Reeperbahn and Große Freiheit, those two famous streets in the area. But it has become very touristic over the last years, and it's more about drinking than about rock and roll or art or so. But on the other side, we have this, where we are now, this very trendy, very hip neighborhood, the residential area of St. Pauli, and this is where the Beatles would hang around, and this is where they stayed, and this is where great photos were taken. They have not reacted to the Beatles Square, but they come here. Ringo was here like 4 years ago and showed Barbara, his wife, around and showed her the Kaiser Keller, where he actually met the Beatles, because Ringo played there with another band from Liverpool, Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, and they met in Hamburg. So she showed her around in this area. And they don't talk that much about the Hamburg Times nowadays, but it's so long ago, of course.
Well, it is a long time ago, isn't it? That's the thing. And they've obviously had a lot more attention after that and had a very different lifestyle too, I suppose.
Yes, okay, it was at the very beginning, and it was a great adventure to come here because they were very, very young. Paul was 18, John was 19, George was only 17 years old. They had never been away from their homes, really, never abroad. And then this was their first real rock and roll engagement, the first time that they would earn good money with rock and roll, the first time when they played as the Beatles here, because they changed their name on their way to Hamburg. And this really helped to develop them as a band. And they became very close here, I think, because they were far away from home. It was kind of a rough, raw area, and they had to be very close to each other and had to build their camaraderie, their friendship here. They met Ringo here. They hung around with Ringo. So it's really an important part in Beatles history. And many fans, many musicians from all over the world come to hear about the story here.
You discovered the Beatles when you were in the former East Germany growing up. What was it like when you moved age 12 to the West and could access any Beatles material you wanted?
I remember very clearly my first reaction when I first went into a record store in late 1989. My immediate reaction was that I started to cry and couldn't stop because I saw all the records and they were all available for me then. And then I spent all my pocket money over the last years to get all the Beatles records and all the solo records of the Beatles then.
So you couldn't get legitimately any Beatles records at all in the former East?
Not the real ones, I would say. They had some Beatles records in East Germany, but only few people could get hold of them. There were some strange compilations of songs. So, you had a one-album version of the Blue Album from 67 to 70. All the dangerous songs were not in, like Revolution was not in. Also, I think Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD, was not in. So it was more about the Paul McCartney stuff than that was in. the more cheesy stuff, maybe.
It's fascinating to think, isn't it? Because I'm sure it's the case in what was West Germany. People in Britain as well grew up with the Beatles. Anybody will know automatically, you know the Beatles' tracks. You hear them from childhood on the radio. But there'll be a huge percentage of people in Germany today who don't have that musical heritage because they didn't grow up with the Beatles because they weren't on the radio.
Yes, but the Beatles are still being played in Germany. But on my tour, it's not especially the German people. It's really people that come from all over the world. And what I experience is that I've been doing this for 12 years now, and the people who come to my tour get younger. Every time. There are always, on the tour, there are always some older people as well who grew up with the Beatles, but there are also many, many young people, even children, who come and can sing along to every song. And this is why the tour is still so much fun for me, because I do my regular tour every Saturday, and then sometimes I'm on the road with fans from 6, 7, 8 different countries, and they come literally from all over the world. Like last week, I was on the road with people from, of course, Germany, from Israel, from Australia, from South America, from South Korea. Many fans are in South Korea, I experience, from Japan. They are still everywhere, the Beatles fans. And for me, it's really great to share my love for the Beatles with the fans from all over the world and to meet so many different people.
Where do you take people on the tour then? What are some of the highlights, some of the places which are really significant in representing the Beatles' time in Hamburg?
Of course, we do. We see all the clubs that they played. So the Indra, the Kaiserkeller, the Top Ten, and the Star Club. The Star Club is not there anymore, but we have a memorial stone where it was. For me, the highlight would be a little backyard in the living area of St. Pauli, where one of the most famous photos of John Lennon was taken, his rock and roll cover. For the big fans, it's always the most exciting place to see. I experienced many, many emotional scenes there because the real fans cannot believe that they stand in front of that doorway where this famous photo was taken. So I also show the places where famous photos were taken, like the fun fair, the Hamburg Dome. We go to the places where they lived, like the Bambi Kino, the Bambi Cinema, many stories about that.
How can people book a trip with you?
Yes, I have a website. You can find me. My tour is called Hempel's Beatles Tour. The website is Hempel's Music Tour, but if you Hempel and Beatles, then you find me on the internet and you can book the tour then.
Stephanie, thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.